Did you see what went on sale about 15 minutes ago?
I did not.
From Nick Katsunika, Stadium Series tickets for the general public will be available at 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster. Anticipation is building for the first outdoor game in Blue Jackets history.
This is the Red Wings playing in Columbus against in Ohio Stadium.
That's right.
Yep. Have you seen the graphic they put out for that?
I have not.
I recognize they pay homage to Ohio State football with three different things in that graphic. It might be, somebody told me it was four, but I couldn't find the fourth one. But the logo has the Ohio State stripe helmet look that kind of borders it. It's called the Stadium Series, and they dot the I on stadium.
Well, and if they show the Ohio Stadium, is that the fourth?
I don't think they actually show the stadium in the graphic.
Okay.
But I could look at it again. I couldn't figure out what the fourth one was. But, I mean, it's kind of cool if it weren't Ohio, but it is.
Well, could we take over there?
We could take over there, yeah. I think Michigan, Ohio State are playing right before, the day before, day after. I don't know which one it is. But
in hockey.
Yes, in hockey. Tigers and Cleveland get underway tomorrow. Feedback coming in. I'm meeting my son who lives in North Carolina at the Saturday game in Cleveland and going with my wife to the Wednesday game at Comerica. Spent $400 for two tickets at Cleveland. Spent $600 for three tickets via StubHub for Wednesday's game. Go Tigers. That's from Justin. Unnamed texter got two tickets Monday. Second row right field. SeatGeek total $600.
Wow.
Got tickets to Wednesday, bought them on SeatGeek as soon as the Tigers won the wild card, $220 after fees.
Man.
I got tickets to Wednesday's game behind the Tigers bullpen. I'm taking my dad, who's in his 70s. Neither of us have been to a playoff game, and so I decided I'm going to take him $500 to get in. Got my tickets to see Scooble pitch on Monday in Cleveland. Cannot wait. That's from Dennis.
That would be a game five if necessary.
Monday? No, Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is game two. I keep thinking.
It's okay.
That they're playing Saturday, Sunday. They're not. They're not doing that.
Greg is headed to Cleveland, says, I'm wondering if any listeners have any advice on a great place to watch the game in Cleveland. I'm looking for a good atmosphere and great food near the ballpark if possible. Thank you. Anybody know anything about the
Progressive Field? I'm sure there's lots of great places.
I'm sure there is too, yeah. But if anybody recommends anything. Actually, we should ask, when you get the Birchie kid on later, should ask him, because remember his epic trip to Cleveland for a Yankees game?
I might. I don't know if he does.
Our update guy, Filar, is a Cleveland guy.
It's true.
We could ask him. What was Birchie's line? Frank wasn't having it?
Yeah. Was it?
It was years ago before he got married. He ended up in a Uber with
Randos.
Some randos, and they got back, and he realized that one of the randos, they were going back to her parents' house. And the dad, the
father,
greeted Frank. Him at the door, and as he put it, Frank wasn't having it.
Somehow he made it back.
Different life for him. 248-539-9797. Keith in Dearborn Heights, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Keith.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. I don't know if you remember, I'm the guy that called that Tuesday start against Tampa that my boss let me leave work for.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting some tickets for Wednesday's game. It wasn't too bad. I went on a secondary market. I don't know for sure if they've released times. I know a lot of people are scared. It's 1 o'clock. My buddy also went to Ticketmaster, and it says TBD on his tickets, but when I got the email, it did say 1 o'clock. So I don't know if that means anything. So we're just going off of that, expecting it to be a 1 o'clock game.
I am expecting it to be a 1 o'clock game as well. If you look at the other matchups, there feels like there's a probability that this will be a 1 o'clock game Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, and that's okay, because as soon as we got that last out, before I even bought my ticket, I called my boss to make sure I could get the day off, and that was a good, it was a okay. So we're good there. And, you know, depending on if I work, I'll find out in a couple hours here. I might just go and buy myself a stand-up ticket to go down to Cleveland. They're not super crazy, and I would love to just wear the old English D inside Progressive and cheer on, you know, the type. It's just, this is a run for the ages. And I was too young last time to really get to go out there and experience it as an adult. So it's fun. It's cool.
I mean, I got to tell you, it's amazing that we are here, Gator. I think of all those shows we did down there and all those playoff games we got to watch. And I always assumed we'd get to do it again someday. but up until about 60 days ago, I never thought it would be anytime soon. I didn't think it was going to be 2 months later, but it's crazy.
This has been, obviously been a crazy run, but you had talked about the tickets and people, you know, perhaps taking over and stuff like that. We can't be too high and mighty about it, because I remember it was a series against the Texas Rangers in the ALDS, or I don't know, it was ALCS, one of the two S's. And it was not a seller. You can get tickets right up to game time, and they weren't exorbitant. I remember buying Tigers Den tickets for my dad and I to go to the game, and it was not crazy expensive. They were like $100 a piece for a playoff game.
Yeah.
And really good seats.
Well, that was when we were used to it.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, but I also remember seeing the other day they had the graphic up of the Tigers playoff runs.
Mm-hmm.
And they start with 2006. We know the playoff run there. But there weren't. It's not like it was every year for 10 straight years. It was like four or five different years. And there was a big gap. It was like 2006 to 2010 mm-hmm. was the next one, despite the fact that it was a World Series team in 06. They had Sheffield in 07. They had Cabrera in 08, and they didn't make the playoffs until 10. Kind of weird to go back and look at it. But nonetheless, we've had a lot of fun cheering this team on, and I can't imagine. Like, this is because it's been 10 years, it's all renewed interest again. I cannot imagine that place being empty at all. Like, no, you will see no green seats. At Comerica Park.
No, it's going to be awesome.
The only reason you would is because the tremendous throng that will be in attendance is having trouble getting into the stadium.
Yeah, get there early. I mean, please. You can't. I don't know if you can leave early enough. For the game where they clinched, my daughter had tickets.
Yeah.
She got in the fifth inning.
Man.
Now, probably left a little bit later. For a normal game, she left in plenty of time. And then she had GPS problems and ended up driving around downtown Detroit looking for parking. It was not ideal, but
she's not a rerouter like her dad.
Well, she struggled, but she got in, and the fifth inning was 0-0, and she got to see the run scored and still had a blast. 248-539-9797. As far as on the field, Gator, I don't want to overstate the case here, but if I'm doing this show in Cleveland and I'm a Guardian guy, you know what I'm saying? Got to win game one.
Yeah.
Got to win game one. It's a five-game series, and so one game, but you don't want to be down 1-0 facing Scooble on a Monday.
Oh, no.
Right? You don't want to be down 1-0 knowing that Scooble has two starts to go. You really back yourself into the corner if you're the Gribe and you lose game one. And, I mean, look, the Tigers are going to try and we've seen pitchers, like dominant pitchers, take teams on playoff runs. And that's the thing about it, is your pitching depth, your starting pitching depth specifically. I mean, it can be helpful, but it matters way less, way less. And, you know, with Scooble poised to pitch in game two and a game five, if necessary, you know, it feels like if you lose game one and you got to face Scooble in game two, It's a suboptimal situation if you're Cleveland, because the next two games are in Detroit. Like, this game one, if the Tigers come out with a roundhouse punch, it could have an effect.
Oh, it can have a massive effect, absolutely massive effect. And we all love how this team is playing baseball. And AJ Hinch talked about this morning, and you know, mentioned that it's a combination of confidence and fearlessness, and it's really what it is. It's phenomenal to watch it. And how about the other what if? You know, it's must win for Cleveland. But if the Tigers win this thing, you look at it from that standpoint, then it's like must win for the Tigers on Monday with Scooble going. And if they do, then it's crazy to think, oh, my God, here we are again. But this is how the season's gone.
Yep.
One game at a time.
Now. Yeah, you don't.
One game at a time.
Yeah, exactly. And this is I don't care. I'm not like Tim Kirchin over here saying, one of the reasons I love the Tigers is because they're the hottest team in baseball. Like, it's not deep analysis, but they're the hottest team in baseball. They swept Houston, a team with tons of playoff experience.
Who let them get hot?
And
it's a great line.
It is a great line. And you know, I don't know how deep you got to go with this one. I mean, if you really talk about it, it feels like a race to the lead because both teams have great bullpens. and love handing leads over to their bullpens and don't let it get to the ninth trailing because you got to deal with Class A. And hell, maybe even the eighth. Like these, you got to remember, you get to the postseason and you got closers going two innings. You got closers going more than one inning. And you just, I mean, both teams, I think, feel very comfortable handing leads to their bullpens.
They do. They do. And, you know, we get down to keys of the game for the Tigers. It's do not let Cleveland have a lead in the ninth inning because Class A is the Class A of baseball. He is the best.
Yep.
He is virtually unhittable, and he's as locked down as Rivera was. I mean, he's unbelievable.
248-539-9797. Who's road tripping? Who's road tripping to Cleveland?
Are we going?
We're not.
Oh.
We're not going. It doesn't appear that way.
Yeah, they might want to get on it if they're sending us.
It doesn't sound like it. We will likely be broadcasting live for home games here. But dude, home playoff games. Like making the playoffs was cool. And we knew the wild card series. Like, hey, we're gonna be on the road, and no guarantees we get a home game. Now we get minimum one, maybe two, but go get one of these games in Cleveland. I just can't get over. Wednesday's gonna be bonkers. This town does sports so well, and especially with this story, Wednesday is going to be insane. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.